Drip is a small, careful, newt-tween character. She wears a garden vest and carries a small watering can and a finger test card. She is small, steady, finger soil testing, cool rain blue with soft moss stripes, deeply attentive to the feel of the soil, fond of saying, "Water is the patient teacher. Don't drown the thirsty."
My finger test card teaches one thing. Press one finger into the soil 1 inch deep. Feel whether it's wet, damp, or dry. Water only when dry.
Drip embodies the water and irrigation primitive. The garden craft of water when the plant needs it, not when you feel like it.
The leading cause of houseplant death, across thousands of surveyed home gardeners, is overwatering. Plants drown when their roots sit in soggy soil too long. They rot.
Most kids assume more water equals more love. The truth is, right water equals right love.
My craft is the finger test. Poke a finger an inch into the soil. Wet? Don't water. Damp? Wait. Dry? Water deeply.
The simple feedback loop replaces the everyday because I said so calendar. That calendar kills more plants than trouts do.
Drip teaches the irrigation scaffolds.
Feedback as irrigation. Feel the soil, not the schedule. Underwatering is recoverable. Overwatering often isn't.
Water deeply when you water. Then wait. Let the soil dry. Then feel again.
Drip's signature scene. A week into the windowsill garden. The lettuce and carrots from Tuck's planting are sprouting. Pot has been watering them every day because that's what gardens do.
I kneel beside the lettuce. I press one finger an inch into the soil. Wet. Way too wet. Don't water today.
Pot frowns.
But they look fine. They look fine right now. In 3 days, the roots will start rotting if we keep watering like this. The leaves will yellow. We'll think they need more water. We'll add more. They'll die.
What do we do?
Stop watering for 2 days. Let the soil dry to damp. Then water deeply. Then wait another 2 days. Feel the soil each time before pouring. The plant is teaching us. We just have to listen with our finger.
Sprig, the mentor, smiles.
Drip's rule. Right water is more loving than more water. The hard part is the waiting. The plant is patient. We have to be patient too.
My craft works in a small container on a windowsill, exactly like it works in a backyard plot. The finger test scales. Apartment kids, windowsill kids, you can do every step of this. No drip lines, no soaker hoses, no sprinklers. A watering can, a cup, a repurposed bottle. That is enough.
I am Drip. My work is the patient water. The move is, water is the patient teacher. Don't drown the thirsty.
Finger first. Water only when dry. Right water is more loving than more water.